Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Mead. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.luneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there. Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Luneed Lewis, and I want to ask you a question, actually. Have you tried to manage all the chaos in your own life, career, relationship, money, even the passion that's missing from your life? You no longer feel willing to fake it till you make it? Well, you are not alone. Today's guest is going to show us how to navigate this murky feeling. Today, I have the honor of introducing Melissa Da Silva to the show. Melissa is the owner of East Coast Mental Wellness. She is a therapist, coach, author, and podcast host. She specializes in working with LGBT individuals and school systems. Now, East Coast Mental Wellness is in Providence, not too far from Boston, where I'm from. And it's a Providence-based mental health agency created with your needs in mind. No longer are you paired with a clinician because they happen to have an opening in their schedule. At East Coast Mental Wellness, you have the ability to choose the therapist you want to work with based on their specialty and your therapeutic needs. You get to experience therapy in a whole different way. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Glad you're here. I love your East Coast Mental Wellness, what it stands for and how the mission statement. And so tell us a little bit about you and your background.
So I am a native Rhode Islander. I wanted to be a school social worker ever since I was in high school. I had this amazing school social worker that made a huge impact in my life. And I wanted to grow up to be her. So I went to school, graduated, got my master's degree in social work. I eventually got into a school system. And then after 6 years, I decided I no longer wanted to do school systems. And it was really odd because this is what I wanted to be when I grew up. And so this pivot was something that was very scary, but I knew it was something I needed to do to meet the lifestyle that I wanted. So that's where I get my background in school systems. And then now I'm an entrepreneur and I own East Coast Mental Wellness, and it's almost 5 years old in August.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you started, so you had to learn a lot along the way.
Yes. Yes. I have no business background besides selling bikinis on a beach during summer.
Tell us a little, some of the most pivotal point of your business in the last 5 years.
So I think one of the things that separates us is our focus on the LGBTQ plus community. When I started this business, I knew that I wanted to really reach out to the community, and I knew that's where I wanted my marketing to go towards. It was just a passion of mine, part of the community. I just felt like that was my calling. And although we do have everybody that comes here, we will always have the LGBTQ plus community as our foundation. And that's the areas where we fund other places that support the LGBTQ plus community. So that was one of the main things that I wanted to create. But I also wanted to create a place where therapists felt good to do the work they want to do. We're not being forced to like see 40 people one after another. I wanted it to be a place where therapists did not get burned out so fast because they have to produce so many hours of work.
Yeah, you were niched right off the beginning, and it was prime timing too, because the marriage, legal marriages was becoming popular across the country.
Yes.
During that time. So it was a perfect niche.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there was a lot of movement in the transgender community too around that time. It was becoming more accepted. We were having doctors being able to prescribe hormones to individuals. Blue Cross Blue Shield was offering to cover certain surgeries. So yeah, it was a really good time to get into this area.
Mm-hmm. And so what, with the movement in place, what kind of mental illnesses did you address? Because it's not, they're coming out now, but it's accepted. So what were some of the issues that you saw that should come up?
Well, a lot of depression and anxiety comes up. I mean, that is a lot of what I deal with working with the community, because there's a lot of fear around just being who you are every day when you got out of the house. You know, you don't know who's thinking what about you and if you're in a safe position. So there's a lot of anxiety in working through that type of stuff. And especially when somebody's going through transition from one gender to another, there can be a lot of anxiety around that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine that. And how do you help them overcome the anxiety and the depression and that self-identity and claiming it?
Yeah, so we really work on feeling secure in themselves, really work on that self-esteem. I think one of the issues that we come up against is that when somebody's transitioning from one gender to another, society forces them to pick. Like, you have to either be male or female. But some people don't identify as either. And then having to explain that to a lot of people they come into contact with. Or if they feel that they're more feminine, but they don't want to transition all the way, you know, that is something they have to work through too. So there's also these thoughts of like, if I'm transitioning to a woman, I'm supposed to want to have children. But as we know, having children does not define you as a woman.
Right.
So it's just these types of thoughts that society has put in all our heads, and we have to kind of untangle them, especially when the gender starts transitioning to the other side.
Yeah, I can imagine you're doing a lot of mindset work, right? Because you have to reframe the old programming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
That took place, and actually replace it with a healthier one, with one that is more suited, more fitted for the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So what kind of, I would say, methods that you use? Are you using CBT now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy. So that is really taking the thoughts that you have and reframing them, really doing a lot of mindfulness stuff. And, you know, being able to kind of blend all the different theories together, depending on the day and where that client is one of my favorite things to be able to do. So some days somebody might need, you know, more of a nurturing therapist. And then other days they might need somebody who needs to be a little more direct. So I kind of play off the energy of the client and what they might need that day.
Yeah, because with the CBT is actually the part of the reframing process. The cognitive behavioral therapy, it being problem, being able to solve problems and being present, being in the moment and not focusing on, you know, what was, what happened or the future, is being here now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What other ones? So you say you use a plethora of different ones depending on who is in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find, you find that you're doing a lot of, there's also one called a motivational interviewing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So that is interesting because it's a way of asking questions to a client to almost get them to come to their own solution. So it's really interesting when it works really well, because that client really understands where these thoughts are coming from. And I almost feel like it's magic, because you see that aha moment come with the motivational interviewing. And it also kind of sets out like unrealistic thoughts too, like, oh, so this is how you're feeling. And when they hear it out loud, it's like, oh no, that's not really how I'm feeling. I'm feeling a different way. So motivational interviewing is really fun.
Yeah, you have to know, as you said, you have to have all the tools on your under your belt and have to know how to hone in on what is necessary at the moment for the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, absolutely.
What about executive functioning coaching?
So executive functioning coaching is something that we use when people are having a difficult time with multitasking. Multitasking actually isn't a beneficial skill, but we grow up learning that we're supposed to multitask. And for some people, it's very difficult to kind of grasp that. And so with executive functioning, we really work step by step on how to get certain things done. We almost deconstruct the process and then reconstruct it one step at a time. It really works with the individuals I work with who have autism, because the processing of how to do things is very step by step. It's not just like, here's a task, do it. You really have to learn how to deconstruct it before being able to do it.
So you break it down and helping them navigate it, navigating mm-hmm. an overwhelming task.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so tell us about, you know, you have a successful business going on 5 years now, and I saw your team. You have a great team because you're very picky on who joins your team, because you value their specialties.
Yes, and they also need to be able to jive with the rest of the team. Even though they're independent contractors, I really try to have a culture where we're all comfortable with each other and able to bounce ideas off each other and really to be able to laugh together.
Mm-hmm. And for the services that you provide, are clients insurance paying for that? Does insurance help pay for that, or is it out of pocket?
Some of the services are out of pocket, and then other ones are covered by insurance. So it depends on what therapist and what type of treatment you're looking for. So like life coaching isn't covered by insurance, but like CBT is covered by it. So it just depends on what type of modality you're looking for.
I understand. Tell us, Melissa, how do you get up, dress up, and show up? What's your morning routine like to run a successful business?
Well, actually, my morning routine starts the night before. I make sure I get to bed at 9:15. And from there, I am usually asleep by 10. And I enjoy waking up between 4 and 5 a.m. And at that point, I get up. I drink a huge glass of water so I'm not dehydrated. And it also gives me that kind of zip, like, woo, we're awake.
Yeah.
I actually wear my gym clothes to bed. So what? All I have to do is put my sneakers on and go to the gym.
What?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm not going there to impress anybody.
That can't be comfortable, Melissa. We're talking about sports bra and leggings.
Well, sports bra I'll throw on in the morning, but leggings, yeah, I'll wear leggings to bed.
No shame in your game. I love it.
No.
Okay. I've heard about morning routine starting the night before and placing your shoes and your workout clothes on an ottoman next to you or on a chair. When you're ready, you just kind of jump right into them and go. But to bed is a whole different level. And I'm so thrilled to hear more. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I don't like being cold. So if I have to take off the least amount of clothes to put more clothes on, it helps.
That's true. And you are in Providence. It is cold there half the year.
Yes. And I had to get myself a remote car starter, so I wouldn't have that excuse for not going to the gym as well.
Smart.
It's too cold outside.
Smart.
So yeah, I have tried to break every one of my barriers to going to the gym as I could.
Smart. Yeah. And then you need one back in the East Coast. I remember when I lived in Boston, OMG, when I tried to go to the gym at 5 a.m., it was a struggle because you got to go out and like dig your car out of snow. Mm-hmm. you're cold and just the motivation's not there. And then when you get to the gym, it's harder longer to warm up. And so the automatic car starter is a great investment. I didn't have one, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know why I didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of expensive, but I said it's worth every single penny.
Yeah, and you fit it into your habit because it's actually making it easier for you to do what you to get up and go do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. And then I also reward myself after with an iced tea. So going to the gym, once I'm there, I'm all right, but it's not really my favorite thing to do. I know I need to do it for my mental health and to be able to get through the day.
Yeah, I was listening to, I think it was Will Smith, and he was saying going to the gym and exercising is something that you get through. And it's just mm-hmm. 1 hour you have to get through. Also, 1 hour or so, right? But then you have 23 hours, 22 hours left to do what you want. So why not just do that one daggone hour and get it over with? Because the benefits are tremendous. You know, we're talking about more energy, mental clarity, serotonin, just like positivity and stress reliever, stress management, number one.
Yes, absolutely. I do like lifting weights because I feel like that helps out with stress management. And then I have been able to multitask and work on the treadmill too.
Like reading a book, listening to stimulating content?
I'll listen to podcasts, but I'll also use my iPad and like read notes or do some research as I'm on like a 7 incline on the treadmill.
Yeah. That's the only time multitasking is acceptable, yes. Everyone. No yes. Other time. Not at the office, not while you're reading, not while you're spending time with the kids, not when you're having dinner. It's a no-no everywhere else except on a treadmill.
And my husband will say like, oh, did you see that person? I'm like, I have no idea who's at the gym with me. In my own little world.
In a sense, I don't think you're there to socialize either, right? You're here to take care of yourself. And yeah. I would say another time multitasking is okay is when you're driving and you turn your car into a university. We're talking about putting those podcasts on, the YouTube, whatever you need. Do your learning, putting it on listen while you're driving because it's just idle time.
Oh, yeah. I have Audibles. I listen to a ton of business books. I listen to a ton of business podcasts. I mean, really, that's what got me able to get to this far because I had to learn how to run a business through that.
That's the beauty. It's like running a business is who you become. Mm-hmm. It's not the destination. That's the perk, the sales, the growth, the fantastic team, the impact that you make. That's the plus. But who you become in the process of building a business is like the goal because you transform as the business transforms. You grow as the movement changes.
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely a different person than I was 5 years ago due to this business because I had to learn how to be assertive, make decisions, you know, work more than 40 hours, even though I thought I was going to work less. But yeah, I'm definitely right. A different person.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a misconception. You do not work less. Talking about time freedom, you just have time to do what you love.
Exactly. Yes. If I want to take a nap, I take a nap.
Yeah, you're on your own terms. And you find that, like, for me, I'm thriving on 3-4 hours of sleep some days, like these past 2 days, because there's so much to be done, but it doesn't feel like work. So you just want to keep going. But the body's like, hey. We need to rest as well. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about you.
Yes, or eating too. Yeah. Somebody has to feed you because you won't eat.
Talk about eating. I don't have time to eat. I had to hire a personal chef because I don't have time to meal prep 5-6 hours on Sunday.
Oh yeah. We have our meals delivered in a box and my husband makes the food.
That's what I'm talking about. That's because you're engrossed in what you're doing and it's beautiful. I love it and I wouldn't change anything about it. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm not allowed to touch any of the food because I am a horrible cook. Yeah. And last night I learned out I am a horrible dishwasher loader too. So I'm hoping that task gets taken from me.
Yeah, I think you're making that part up.
Yeah.
You just don't want to do the dishes. So you're like, I suck at this. Are you sure you want me to do it? There's stains on it.
Yeah, plates are in the top shelf.
You know, it's a psychology thing. If you're giving a task, like don't outperform yourself, you know, don't go above and beyond the first time because then they're going to keep coming back.
Exactly. But I enjoy working and my husband enjoys being home. And so it really works out well. I always tell him I'm working to make you a kept man so you don't have to work anymore.
Oh, nice.
That is my lifetime goal.
You have kids?
No.
Oh, that's so interesting. I love that dynamic. That's nice.
Yeah, we have 2 dogs and a cat. And his mother lives with us in an in-law apartment, so he would be home with her more often, too.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it works out really well.
So cool. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. Melissa, tell us, how can we connect with you?
Find me at melissadasilva.com, and you can connect with me there. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Real Miss Melissa.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Melissa, it's been a pleasure. We've covered some ground today. We had some fun. I really wanted to give a few nuggets for the listeners. We talked about how to overcome depression, anxiety, and how to build that confidence. And in your practice, in your group of therapists, use CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, to actually get people more present. It's a mindfulness focused, not focusing on the past, but more in the present and how the way the person thinks and feels is affecting the way they behave. And we covered that today. And we talked about motivational interviewing, posing the right questions to actually get that aha moment so the client or the person can hear themselves answer it and identify how they're truly feeling. And of course, we talked about executive functioning and how that plays into productivity and how to navigate a overwhelming task. You dropped some knowledge. Is there anything else you want to add?
That this was a wonderful experience. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed. All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.luneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.